Starscream here, and I am Lord and Master of all things Transformers. Go tell Megatron.
You're listening to All Things Transformers, version 2.0.
Hello, and welcome to All Things Transformers version 2.0. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me in the final ATTF of 2013 is...
TFG on Mike, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. It's been a little while.
Yeah, the last one I did was I took over for you when Amy and I did the convention coverage. Kind of recapping, because Lady Wreck, a.k.a. Amy, she went to BotCon, TFCon, and Auto Assembly, the three major Transformers conventions in the world. So
it would be expensive, but fun as hell.
Yes, yes it would. but yeah, this will be the last ATTF for 2013, and... we've got some news and all that good stuff, and later on we'll be talking about a prime ending.
As well as the future of this very podcast.
Yes, that's right.
But that will be at the end.
Yes, at the end. What else has been going on with you?
Well, for those that don't know, in case you're not listening to the other shows, which you should be.
Yes, you should be.
We're doing the top 100 animated film countdown. I'm doing my podcast, Altered Geek Unlimited, which is kind of more or less than GCR, but more freeform.
Right.
I didn't want to say off the cuff because we have a show called Off the Cuff.
Yes.
So, there's... a lot of work going on behind the scenes for future stuff with GCR, as well as, like I said, this podcast that we actually discussed earlier today, so that's quite fitting. But not much else going on other than that.
Yeah. I'm just looking at Facebook now, and one of the pages I follow on there, and this is Transformers related, so one of the pages I follow on there, Bow Weep, Ground Out Weep, Ninny Bong, says... you do realize Optimus Prime and Optimus Primal are two different characters, right? They are not supposed to be the same. Anyway, how come nobody ever says gun, not T-Rex for Megatron? And there's a picture that says, say truck, not monkey, one more time.
Nice.
I'll have to link the fan page post for them in the show notes, because that's just hilarious. Yeah, for me, I moved again, hopefully for the last time. The funny thing is, I moved back to the same, basically the exact same apartment building I moved out of in early 2011, except I'm in the apartment below where I used to be. It's the exact same, it's literally exact same floor plan. It's just the bottom apartment instead of the top one on the second floor, so...
me, Grimlock, step on TFG1 Mike.
Yeah, sure. Oh, boy. So, yeah, that's a good thing that's happened, and I'm because the bad thing that happened is the program that I was in, they the government shut the funding down on it, so they're having to set all the clients up in other apartments outside of the program, so I'll actually be basically on my own. So there is that. Let's see, what else? I'm pretty much gung-ho on Transformers comics right now. The current state of the comics. I have respect for the Marvel US and UK stuff and Dreamwave and all that, but I just don't. Like, I'm too engrossed in the current stuff to even go back with the old stuff at this moment. And right now I'm reading More Than Meets the Eye, Robots in Disguise, Beast Hunters, even though it only has one issue left, which sucks. That was supposed to be a third ongoing that they were going to do. And for the longest time, it was an ongoing. And then one of the solicits said 6 of 8. And then we find out that, oh, it's just going to be a miniseries. Which really sucks. But, yeah, that's pretty much all that's been going on with me.
Yeah, I used to be a Transformer comic collector. Back in the days of Marvel and Dreamwave. As soon as it hit IDW, I was kind of done. I have most of the G2 comics. I used to have all of the Generation 1 comics minus two issues. And I want to get the Regeneration 1, but I'm going to wait for the trades because eventually I'm just going to pick up all of the trades of the Marvel run.
Yeah.
Because I liked that saga, even though a lot of it didn't make any damn sense at points. But they were... the stories did get better, and the drawings did get better as it went on, so it wasn't a bad series. I prefer that over some of what's happening now. I don't care for it now.
See, now, and see, that's the thing with me, and that's one of the reasons why I like doing our comic review discussion show, The Pullbag, where I'm a new reader. You know, you know about this stuff, or you had this stuff, you had that. Like, I've never read the... I might have read the Marvel stuff as a kid, but I don't remember. I honestly don't. And for me, like, my start was the Death of Optimus Prime one-shot and More Than Meets the Eye. Well, and it was something... Well, it was something that you don't really often see. I guess you could kind of say you saw it in G1 Season 3, but not really. Basically, James Roberts, the writer, said, I'm going to take Rodimus and a bunch of other Autobots and Cyclonus, who is not a Decepticon, and a bunch of other people, and we're just leaving. We're going on a quest. We're going to go find the Knights of Cybertron. We're not even going to deal with being on Cybertron anymore. And I was like, that's kind of ingenious. And my skepticism about getting into Transformers comics now was... Oh, what if they're characters I don't know? What if they're characters that I'm not used to? You know, it's kind of like wearing those rose-colored glasses a lot of people still do sometimes about their favorite characters.
Yeah.
And a lot of the characters in More Than Meets the Eye really, really grew on me. There's a couple of quote-unquote relationships that I just can't wrap my head around. But other than that, it's a damn interesting book.
Now, the Marvel run... had a lot of relationship things. It also had the death of pretty much everybody at some point. I think Prime dies like 6 times in the 80 issues.
Wow.
Megatron dies like twice. Starscream dies a couple times. Shockwave. I mean, everybody dies at some point. But you also have an intelligent Grimlock, where he wears a crown and he rules the Autobots because Prime's gone. You don't have the Ultra Magnus kind of ruling everybody. You don't have Rodimus. It's kind of interesting. I know in the Regeneration 1, they brought Rodimus into the fold after they killed off Optimus again or did whatever they're going to do with him. I don't know the full details of it, but... But yeah, you get Unicron, you get You get Galvatron in the timeline. You get... there's a lot of jumping all around. You get to go to Nebulas. You get to go to a bunch of other planets. You get battles in cyberspace between Optimus and Megatron like they're in a video game. I mean, you get the smelting pool. You get stuff on old Cybertron, new Cybertron. So, I mean, it's all over the place in that. So, I mean, it's pretty interesting.
The interesting thing for me now with the 2 years of the current ongoings... right now, they're just starting. Actually, it's as of this recording, it's coming out November 20th, part 2 of Dark Cybertron. It's the huge... It's kind of like when DC does an event like Death of the Family or Zero Year or something or other. It's a huge crossover! Well, Dark Cybertron is More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise, the two casts of the two books... finally coming face-to-face with each other after 2 years of writing completely different stories. Because, as I said, More Than Meets the Eye is, hey, here's Rodimus and a bunch of ragtag other robots, and they're off in space. Whereas Bumblebee, Starscream, a lot of the non-aligned life forms, a.k.a. Nails, are still on Cybertron trying to establish some sort of government. So... Dark Cybertron is basically Shockwave bringing his whatever plan he's had for the last millennia to fruition, and the two casts of the books are coming back and doing one giant crossover. And the first issue was pretty much all set up and kind of recap. It even said previously on. That was just awesome. Yeah, it's interesting. I'll give you that. I gotta say, the most interesting thing out of reading More Than Meets the Eye, at least, was Shockwave's origin. It's just so badass.
Yeah,
I just can't even say what it is. Not because I know that you won't read it, but it's for the listeners. Read More Than Meets the Eye and find out what Shockwave's origin is. You guys will all crap yourselves. It's that hardcore.
Alrighty then.
Yep. Shall we get into the news?
I think we should. So, starting off the Transformers news is, of course, getting back into the film universe.
Yay!
Not that I care about rumor or speculation or pretty much anything to do with the films until I actually see them.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I think they're beating a dead horse again. But whatever. I would rather they kept on with their animated stuff because it's far superior.
Yes.
Steve Jablonski interview with Michael Bay and the Transformers franchise and Age of Extinction. They gave an idea of how the score for the film may be like, saying that that every aspect of it, with the sound design to the CG, it's gonna be huge and massive.
Like the other three haven't been quote unquote huge and massive.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, I really wish, no offense to Mr. Jablonski, I really liked his score for Dark of the Moon, but, like, you need someone new. You need someone, a different approach. You need someone that may have done the Prime animated series. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't be bringing my Brian Tyler fanboyism into this. But, like, I want someone different now. Like, we've had three movies with Jablonski. No offense. The guy does amazing, amazing work. But
that's all right. They'll bring Linkin Park back and we'll all be screwed.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, skipping along, Mark Wahlberg talks Transformers 4, Age of Extinction at the premiere of his latest movie, Lone Survivor, which, again, I've never heard of that either, so... he says it's a completely different standalone movie, yet it's still technically supposed to take place after the third one.
Mm.
because it takes place after the third one, after the Battle of Chicago. It's definitely its own story, which makes no damn sense. But yeah. Again, then he goes on to say, this sounds so stupid because he's reiterating the same crap just in different sentences. I think it's very different and fresh, and people are going to really enjoy it. I had a blast making it. And you're going to see things in this particular movie that you haven't seen in the other movies. Well, no shit. We're going to see Dinobots.
Yeah.
And we're going to see other people that are stupid that are going to replace Shia.
I'm much more happy with the casting of Wahlberg, even though we don't know what his role is. So, because I do like him as an actor.
And I think Frasier's in it.
Oh, Beast Kelsey Grammer. Yeah. That's funny.
But yeah, I mean, it's funny looking at some people's comments because they're saying fresh and different translates into almost exactly like the last.
Yeah.
Which I have to agree. I think that the robots, I think they're going to retool them so they kind of have the more, and we talked about this on, Altered Geek, like 2-3 weeks ago. About them changing the style of the Transformers. So they're going to be a little bit more closer to the Transformers Prime style. So they're more smooth and streamlined instead of having all the ragged pipes and shards of metal. I just hope
they get a voice for Bumblebee this time around. We've had 3 movies Will so Friedel. Far. Yeah. Or Brian T. Stevenson. Oops, inside joke.
In any case. And when they bring Megatron back, we know that they're not going to get What's-His-Nuts back, so they should just get Walker to do his Transformers Prime voice.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, yeah. I don't know, like, I know it's X number of years later, but I'm still burnt out on when we did all that constant Revenge of the Fallen news. And this is kind of why I stay away from the movie news, is we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to be cast as whom. And, okay, great. The title says Age of Extinction. Has there actually been confirmation that Dinobots will be in the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, there has. All right, well, that's all well and good. But my question is, what are they going to do with the Dinobots? And who are they going to do, or who are they going to get to voice the Dinobots? Because, honestly, if Grimlock's in the movie and it's not Greg Berger...
Blast Freddy!
And it's not just me saying, oh, it has to be Greg Berger because of G1. It isn't that at all. It's because Greg Berger has, to my knowledge, been the only voice of Grimlock. Okay, well, no. Actually, I take that back.
David Kaye.
It either has to be... Greg Berger or David Kaye?
Well, I disagree. It should be Greg Berger only because, like in the Transformer games, he plays it pretty badass. Like, he can play the dark Grimlock.
I
agree,
but I'm saying, like, I don't want them to go get
hip-hop Grimlock.
Wait, what? I don't want them what now?
They have hip-hop Grimlock?
Yeah, no. No Chris Rock, no John... Oh, God, can you imagine if John Lithgow? Holy crap.
What about John Lovitz?
Lord Farquaad or the Critic? No, thank you.
Me Grimlock smash!
I don't see how this next one is news, but okay. This news story is so self-explanatory when it comes to the movies.
Essentially, as the title says, Paramount says Transformers 5 and 6 depends on the success of Transformers 4. Well,
duh! Well,
no shit. That's the way any film works. But what they're really saying is, when Transformers 4 starts bringing in the bacon, Transformers 5 and 6 are getting green light right away.
Yeah.
That's really what they're saying here.
Yeah.
And to me, that's kind of redundant, and it's stupid to be even saying this, because one, it's too early to be even talking about another set of films, even though they've already let the cat out of the bag saying it's going to be a trilogy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's... I'm so sick of the... I know it sounds like I'm being a pessimist, but I'm so sick of the films. At least... they need to put a completely different creative group in charge.
Completely agree.
Get rid of Michael Bay. He's already... Yes, he's grandfathered them in. He's brought them into the live-action and interface. That's great. It's somebody else's turn. Let somebody else come in that actually has a passion for it. Get rid of pretty much everybody that's tied to it, that's been tied to the previous three. It needs its own legs, needs new legs. I don't even get how this is even supposed to be connected to the previous three, considering they killed every villain.
Everybody, yeah.
I mean, Shockwave was reduced to a sandworm from either Beetlejuice or Tremors. And Soundwave was wasted away pretty quickly. Megatron was a baby back bitch in the second and third film. It's been redonkulous. I don't know. I like them. I enjoy them for what they are, but... And maybe this is just me getting old. I don't like them as much as I like other films. But I think it's also a trend of modern cinema. I find that I enjoy the films less and less. Take Star Trek, for example.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Into Darkness, my wife. I got her to watch that. She was pointing out every issue with that film as it went on. And I'm sitting here grinning. And she's like, why are you grinning? I says, because that was my exact pissing contest when I was watching it in the theater. She was like, this is so stupid. She's like, they could have saved 20 minutes of film by doing this. Because they've already let the cat out of the bag. And it was written by Orsi and Kurtzman. Yeah. And it's lazy writing. They do great for the first initial film, and they do great for their animated stuff. But when they get on and this is coming full circle to my complaint of getting a new creative team. Mm-hmm. When they do a second and third film of a franchise, they butcher the hell out of it because they're trying too much to go according to canon. Yes, keep the character portrayals the same, but don't pull a story from something that we've already seen.
Yeah.
That's where, because like Into Darkness, there was so much clustered in there of all 10 Star Trek films that it annoyed me to watch it. And then they were like, oh, this is what you would have said. Oh, this is what you would have done. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, that was their way of flipping the scene. Like, it was such a cheap cop out because it was like saying, we don't know what else to do with this scene, so we're going to say, this is what you would have done, and this is what you would have done. And then they're going to be like, E.T. phone home, so they call old Spock for like 2 minutes. It was so, so bad. But again, I digress.
When it comes to the Transformers movies, we will eventually be doing commentaries on them, eventually, here in All Things Transformers. I don't know exactly when, because whenever the fourth one gets media release, but... Outside of the news items or outside of seeing any kind of news for it, I'm just waiting for it to come out. I don't care to read the news about it whatsoever. I really, really don't. Because I don't want... Part of me doesn't want to know. Okay, sure. Mark Wahlberg. Well, that's okay. You know, it...
Well, he's an action icon. I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
He's perfectly fine. I also have a complaint with, if they're trying to go a new route, stop getting a dumbass kid and his girlfriend who are going to befriend the Transformers. And it's like,
this has that even been announced
yet?
Where?
That was a long time ago.
I must have missed that.
That was a long time ago. That was like episode 2.
Okay.
But
as long as it's not Shia, and obviously it's not going to be.
Two unknowns, but it's another dumbass kid and his girlfriend that are supposed to get in the middle of this. I would just rather that they just had Mark Wahlberg be the liaison with the Transformers.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's so annoying when they have to bring in the dumbass kid.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Or do something
that.
Like Transformers Prime. Have intelligent three kids.
Yeah, really.
And have them not be dumbasses.
Yeah.
Pardon my French. Dumas.
Right. Let's move on to something we enjoy. Comics.
Yay!
All right. So this is the Diamond Comic shipping list for November 20th, 2013. So we have, coming up this week, we have More Than Meets the Eye, number 23, which is Dark Cybertron Part 2, and Transformers Dark Cybertron number 1 Deluxe Edition. For Dark Cybertron Part 2, which is More Than Meets the Eye, number 23, also shipping 1 in 10 subscription variant, written by James Roberts, John Barber, artist James Riaz, and various other artists. Cover artist is Casey Collier. The Dead Universe, Orion Pax, the bot who was once Optimus Prime, joins Rodimus and the crew of the Lost Light in a desperate bid to outmaneuver Shockwave by returning to the legendary Dead Universe. Meanwhile, Bumblebee faces down the biggest, literally biggest threat he's ever seen on Cybertron. And then this Dark Cybertron number 1 Deluxe Edition, all it is it's kind of like when DC does the director's cuts type of thing. Like when they did Superman Unchained number 1 director's cut or Batman number 21 director's cut. The deluxe experience, this once-in-a-lifetime book includes every page of the regular edition plus behind-the-scenes material, Phil Jimenez's layouts including unused alternate versions, plus James Roberts and John Barber's original plot, designs by Andrew Griffith, and more. So that's what's coming up this week for Transformers and Comics. And coming up, these are the solicits for January 2014. We have X-Files Conspiracy Transformers, written by Paul Crilly, or Crilly, I think is how you say it. Art by Dhiraj Verma, cover by Moran Kim. The Lone Gunman's trail of secrets leads them to evidence of an extraterrestrial life, mechanical extraterrestrial life. Will Optimus Prime and his allies trust these human interlopers? And what secret conspiracy could involve Cybertron anyway? Alright, also coming in January, Transformers More Than Meets the Eye, number 26, Dark Cybertron, part 8 of 12. Oh boy. Cybertron falls. Monstrous Necro-Titan ravages the world, but is there anyone left to save it? Meanwhile, in deep space, Ultra Magnus and the crew of the Lost Light struggle to make sense of what they find in the depths of the Scarlet Sea. Robots in Disguise, number 26, Dark Cybertron, part 9 of 12. The big one, this is it, the battle every Transformers reader has dreamed of. Titans clash on Cybertron, the fate of the Lost Light, and Orion Pax fights fist to face against his ultimate nemesis. And from here on, things only get bigger. Also, coming in January, Regeneration 1, number 99, written by Furman, art by Guido Giddy. Andrew Wildman and Giddy are on covers. The War to End All Wars. Can the Autobots prevail against Jaxus's new Cybertronian Empire? The disastrous invasion ends in a dramatic and shocking fashion with twists, shocks and surprises galore, and Starscream right in the thick of things. Well, duh. Dark forces are stirring, and for the final chapter of the original Transformers epic. The countdown to the concluding number 100 continues. Only one issue remains. So, that's the news.
I will be picking up issue 99 and 100 of Regeneration 1.
Yeah.
But that's because I have...
You've read all the others.
Yeah. And it's more so because it leads directly into G2.
Yeah.
And I have G2.
Yes. Oh, boy. Well, that's the news. Because neither one of us are collecting toys and all that other stuff. And I'm sure they've got some pretty interesting things. They're actually, what they are doing, I know from looking at the different toy news items, we're not going to cover them here, but I do know that they are making toys from the IDW characters. So that's kind of cool. From the IDW character design, so that's pretty cool.
I actually have seen some of the toys.
Yeah.
Like the new IDW Megatron.
Yeah.
Like that black jet or whatever he is. Yeah. I've seen that, and they actually come bundled with a comic.
Yep, they're comic packets.
And they're like $10. I mean, it's not bad. No, I'm actually thinking about going and picking up the Megatron because it's small, it takes up less space, it's a new design. Kind of reminds me of the Super Megatron or Ultra Megatron.
Interesting.
From the Japanese. From the series where he merges with an entity that's similar to Unicron, but not Unicron. it's after he dies as Galvatron in Headmasters, and then at some point later on, he joins with this entity later on. But they, Optimus comes back as like Super Optimus Prime and obliterates him. But he looks very similar to that.
Very interesting. I'm not sure there's much else going on. I know that Danny Kizio, one of our fans on Facebook, wanted us to talk about the ending of Prime. We will. We were going to do it this episode, but we're kind of trying to keep these to 30 to 45 minutes now. And I would really want to have two more voices on this with us and not just us, so that people get a wide range of, because I know I'm going to gush about the ending, both the series, the season 3 ending, and the Predacons Rising movie, so I'd rather have some debate than us just gush about it.
Oh, yeah, I kind of agree.
Yeah. So there you go, folks. The latest Transformers news as far as movie and comics go. Like I said, I mean, I'm still hopped up on Prime. I've been kind of watching Rescue Bots, but not really. I've been watching it on Netflix. I've seen like the first 2.5 episodes. It's good. I like it for what it is. I prefer Prime, as it's the more quote-unquote adult show, because Rescue Bots is made for children. And as we said, I mean, the movie will come eventually, you know. I do really suggest anyone, you know, that's a fan of the original kind of characters for Transformers, that you do attempt to pick up More Than Meets the Eye or Robots in Disguise. They're all in trades right now. Volumes 1 through 5, I think, are out for both books. I know volume 5 for More Than Meets the Eye is out. Volume 5 for Robots in Disguise will probably be out soon-ish. But they're pretty good reads.
So good to know.
Yep.
So, as for the future of this podcast, next year we'll be taking this in a slightly different direction. We'll continue to have a little bit of news, but we're going to do discussions on each generation of Transformers.
Hence the title of the show, All Things Transformers.
Yes. But it's going to be each episode kind of in the vein of Tooncast and
Geekcast Radio.
Yeah, each episode will focus on a specific franchise of, or generation of it. For instance, Generation 1, Generation 2 for the Limited. And I'm not talking about the Cybernet Space Cube, I'm talking about
I know
the Generation 2. Beast Wars, Machine Wars, Beast Machines, Robots in Disguise, like everything onto Transformers Prime.
Yeah. And maybe by then, whatever the next Transformers cartoon will be out, or there'll be some news about it, we can talk about that too.
Yes. And then
next year.
And then depending on where things go from there will depend on how the show exists. So, but I would look for that in 2014, as well as some Transformers commentaries. You may even see one for Predacon Rising or the Beast Hunters.
Yeah.
That's what you get to look forward to in 2014 from us here on All Things Transformers. So is there anything else that you'd like to bring up before we close?
2014, 30th anniversary of Transformers, which means, as Steve just said, we're celebrating 30 years with all these new discussions and everything else. And September 17th, 30 years ago that day, will be the premiere of G1, and we're going to do it right this time with the TFG2 podcast.
Yes, you heard it here first.
Yes. But other than that, that's pretty much it.
Alrighty then. So, if you'd like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. You can call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. You can send us an email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. My Twitter handle is @SCP21, and what is your Twitter handle?
@TF2andMike.
So join us next time when we come back to discuss Transformers Prime, the end, and beyond. So for now, I'm Steve Megatron Phillips with
TF2andMike,
saying in the immortal words of Beast Wars Megatron,
"Get off my lawn."
Yes.
Don't you need a lawyer? Or doesn't somebody need a lawyer around here? Oh, wait, that was Cryotech.
No. I don't need my lawyer. I just be sagging, yo.
Stop. Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Ass.
Yeah.
Mash 'em, stick 'em in a stew.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes. And then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.